Yo, Movement Watches, aka MVMT. Watches that are founded on the belief that style should not break the bank. I just got myself a dope-ass black and gold watch from MVMT. I get complimented on it all the time. It's got the nice gold trim, lightweight, fair price. The company started by two broke college kids. I like this. I like these kids, and I like this brand. The company was started by two broke college kids. They wanted to wear stylish watches, but they couldn't afford them, so they started their own watch company. I like that. Fuck the big shots. Fuck the corporate fucks. Okay? They started it. They built it. They launched it into podcast, YouTube, radio, and now it's a big hit. They sold over a million watches. You could get a watch that looks fantastic for just $95. Okay, at a department store, you're looking at $400-$500. At Movement, they figured out by selling online, they were able to cut out the middleman and the retail markup, providing the best possible price. I get complimented on my watch all the time. Like I said, I just got a black one with the gold trim. Gee, you got the all black one, right?
Yeah, I love that shit. All black everything, bro.
Go to MVMT.com/Rappaport. That's MVMT.com/Rappaport. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns. Now is the time to step up your watch game. You want to have a good time? You need to have a good watch, and they're good gifts. Father's Day is just around the corner. Okay, get your father something nice. Get your cousin something nice. Get your brother something nice. Or get yourself something nice. You want to have a good watch? You got to have a good time. Go to MVMT.com/Rappaport. Join the movement. All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb. Welcome. My name is Michael Rappaport. Some people know me as the Gringo Mandingo, of course. Others know me as Mr. White Folk. Some people know me as White Mike. And there's a few people out there that still know me as Bird. I'm here with the 2015-2016 Podcast Co-Host of the Year. His name is G. Moody. He's from the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
Are you an Aries? What are you, a Pisces?
Sagittarius, bro.
Sagittarius. He's a Sagittarius. And you are now rocking with the best. I believe this is our 302nd episode of Fire. I'm hopped up on coffee and Golden State Warrior ass kicking. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling proud. I'm feeling excited. It's just glad to be talking to you, G. Moody. How you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling good. The weather is still splendid here in New York. The Golden State, they looking real swell. But we got some more games to play.
Yes, we have some more games to play, and I will be in Cleveland. I will be in Cleveland. I don't know when you guys might be listening to this after the fact. That's your loss. That's your fucking loss. But I appreciate listening to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast anytime. But I will be in Cleveland for Game 3. I am making my first trip to Cleveland. I will be giving a full recount and recap of everything that happens while I am in Cleveland. I will say this, though, however. Last year during the finals, Golden State was also up 2-0. Then, of course, Cleveland miraculously came back, led by the great LeBron James. Some people might be like, whoa, you're saying he's great. I never not say he's great. You can hate and still think someone's great. You can hate and still think someone's great. A lot of people don't understand that concept, Moody, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you can't count Cleveland out. However, they have neutered one of the Trash Brothers. J.R. Smith is not looking like J.R. Smith. Klay Thompson has come out of his slump. Klay Thompson is I got to say, you know, obviously we could talk about Kevin Durant and Steph and Draymond. I've never seen somebody so openly unselfish and talented at such a young age as Klay Thompson. I love the way he plays because he doesn't get rattled by shit. Like a lot of these guys that their fathers We're blessed to be in the NBA. They have a sort of a disposition. They have an understanding. They're just chill. I'm not saying they're all like that, but Klay, you know, coming out of the second half of game one, there was something that stuck out to me. He was in a terrible shooting slump all through the playoffs. Not terrible, just a bad shooting slump for Klay Thompson. And coming out of the first half of game one, he had an open three, and instead of shooting it where a lot of people would be like, yo, I got to shoot myself out of this slump, he threw a cross-court pass to Durant. Durant made the three. And he, you know, like, he's just cool with it. Like, I don't think Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson's going to be like, yo, I got to switch teams. I need to be the dude. I just really like that dude. I've never met him. Okay. He's just chill. And you know, you could say Cleveland this, Golden State this. The thing that I really do like about the young players on Golden State going to the future is that they are very unselfish. Collectively. And even Draymond Green, as fucking nuts as he is, like, Draymond Green is a rebounding, defensive, pass first lunatic. And I love it. Yeah. Like, he's fucking nuts. And, you know, he complains and he whines and he kicks dicks. He does all that stuff. But on top of all that stuff, he's an unselfish basketball player. And I just think it's a good thing that there's guys out there like that are stars. That being said, Moody, it's not looking good for your guys. They're in deep shit.
Yo, you got so much hate in your heart, and you want this guy to lose so bad. You forget that you played ball. You know when Larry Bird and Doc went at it, the Celtics won 2 at home, and then Philly won 2. It always works like that, but you got so much hate for this guy that you forgot all that. 2 games at home, of course they won. We're hoping to get one. If you don't get one, you go and you hold serve. This is how it is.
I don't get flustered. I said that they came back last year. However,
you got egg on your face from that. That still hasn't dried yet.
The egg is gone, asshole. The fucking egg is gone. The egg's fucking gone. There's no more egg. The egg's gone. Okay? I just want to tell the fans, listeners. I don't know if they're fans. They might be listeners. But I'm imagining a lot of them are fans. In the 90s, my partner, my co-host of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, my friend for... since 1982, abandoned anything that had to do with the New York Knicks and was a full-time Chicago Bulls fan. He could give a fuck about the New York Knicks. I believe they call this a homer. The guy who just fucking goes with all the teams that are kicking ass. I remember... this is in the 90s, so they weren't as accessible as now. You went out of your way. You were obsessed with getting the NBA Chicago Bulls professional shorts. You were a fucking Chicago Bull fan. Word. Through and through. You didn't give a fuck Word. About the Knicks. You would make fun of John Starks. You'd be like, he can't hold Jordan. And now you're all on this guy's dick, LeBron. He's fantastic. He's awesome. But I just want to say this, G. I just want to say this.
Kill that.
I just want to say this. LeBron James, I mean, Steph Curry is the one who gets the most scrutinized. Oh, he wouldn't play in this generation. And oh, in the 90s, he wouldn't do this and all this shit. And I was thinking about this. Obviously, when you're 6'9", 280, you could play in any generation. Okay? But do you think LeBron James would be able to freely go past people and go right to the basket the same way he does now in the 90s?
No.
You think that Scottie Pippen and those dudes with the hand checking and Michael Jordan with the hand checking and Clyde Drexler with the hand checking and Vernon Maxwell with the hand checking and all the defensive small forwards, power forwards, and two guards would just let him beat you off the dribble? The thing is, it's like, for some reason, because Steph Curry was a unanimous MVP last year and he's light-skinned, okay, that has a lot to do with it. They're like this little fuck. He's the guy who's like scrutinized. Steph Curry is busting everybody's ass in this finals. But in those days, obviously LeBron could play in any generation. I'm not saying that. But he wouldn't be going to the basket as freely. He wouldn't be able to get by people as freely. The same way Steph wouldn't be able to get by as freely and everybody else playing. But that's not their fault. But Steph Curry's like the poster boy for the ridicule for guys like Scottie Pippen and all these guys. And I don't like it. I don't think it's fair because nobody would be able to do the same shit they're doing now, including LeBron James. He goes to the basket so freely, not just because he's big, but because he's quick off the dribble. He makes plays off the dribble.
Right, right. And it's a different league. They let a lot of that shit go. It would be difficult for him, but I tell you this, he'd fare better than Steph.
I agree. He's also 6'9". 260 pounds, you know, 6'9", 280 pounds. It's like they're comparing. You know, if you're 6'2", 6'3", you're going to be at a disadvantage. Like you're basketball is a game of size first, quickness and all these other things. But size is the biggest advantage, you know, not the biggest, but it's obviously a ginormous advantage. It's like Steph Curry's like my height. I'm just saying, like, he's just like ridiculed. And like, they're like, well, Kevin Durant is 7 feet. He's another great player. And speaking of Kevin Durant, I was in his ass, no, Bruno, publicly about leaving Oklahoma last year. I didn't agree with it. I was surprised by it. He's done it. And now I say, good, good. I'm glad you fucking went to Golden State. I'm glad you're kicking Cleveland's ass because LeBron James is the one who created this Big Three bullshit. Not the Big Three tournament that I'm sideline reporting. But LeBron James is the one who created this Big Three bullshit in the NBA. The Boston Celtics were not a Big Three team. Paul Pierce was a veteran. Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen were in their 12th or 13th year. They were not in their prime, okay? LeBron went down to the Miami. Then he went back to Cleveland. He said, fuck you, Andrew Wiggins. We're not going to let you develop. We're going to bring in Kevin Love because I need this to happen now. He brought in the Trash Brothers from New York. He manipulated this team. And now he's getting his ass kicked by a Big Four. Good. I'm glad. Good. I'm fucking glad.
You're talking like the series is over, but keep talking.
I'm gonna. And then
I saw this fucking, you did last year.
Fuck you, man. I saw this thing. You sent it to me. When you think about it, the Golden State Warriors needed 4 Olympic medalists, 3 players averaging 20 plus, 1 defensive player of the year candidate, 2 MVP winners who went back to back, and 2 of the best 3-point shooters simply to beat 32-year-old LeBron James. Like LeBron James is out there by himself. Like Kyrie Irving isn't an all-star. Like Kevin Love isn't an all-star. Like J.R. Smith isn't a former 6th man of the year. It's not LeBron by himself.
Yo. LeBron specializes in everything.
Yo, I'm not saying he's not great, but gee, the thing is, I'm not going to sit here and argue about how great he is. I'll never try to say that. Right. I'll never try to say that. I'm just saying, yo, he created this shit, man. He created this, you know, we're teaming up shit. You were with me. We watched that fucking fiasco when he went to Miami. We were in the apartment in New York. Me and you were watching it. We were like, yo, look at this shit. Look what he did. Look what he's done. When he had the fireworks and all that. Me and you were sitting there now and other people are just trying to compete. It's because of him. And I'm glad Kevin Durant went to Oklahoma. I'm glad he's happy. I'm glad he's busting their ass. And I'm glad they're going to fucking, hopefully they sweep their fucking ass, G. Fuck no, you. Nope, fuck nope. Cleveland. And fuck Charlie Sheen.
You crazy, man. KD.
I love this guy.
Yo, KD. KD, you better win. You better win. You went to a 73-win team. You can't beat these motherfuckers, so join them. So they shouldn't even give this motherfucker if they win the championship. Your shit is tainted, B.
He couldn't beat anything in Cleveland, so he went there with 2 all-stars in their prime.
Listen, no, KD went to a 73-win team. They were already successful.
Good.
They didn't need your ass.
Good. It's working out now. You just mad because it's biting your guy in the ass. This shit that he started is biting him in the ass. And you know what, G? You know what's fucked up? And I'm not trying to argue with you or make points or who's smarter. But you know what's fucked up? The thing that's really fucked up is, let's just say for a second, right now, 2 games into this series, let's just assume, just for a second, let's just say Golden State wins this series, right?
What?
All offseason, LeBron James is going to be texting, calling his homeboys, yo, come to Cleveland. Yo, we could ship out this one. We could ship out that one. You could come here. And because it's going to continue. And it's him. Because you know if they get beat by Golden State, he's going to be like, yo, well, we need to do this. We need to get so-and-so. We need to try to get Carmelo. I'm going to try to get Paul George. I'll take a money cut. I'll do this. It's bullshit. The NBA isn't about these two teams.
What you want him to do? You don't think he's built that cachet enough to do that? Fuck. Who the fuck? Yo, listen,
why can't Golden State do it? Golden State did it, and now
we don't give a fuck about Golden State. If I built up enough star power where I could be like getting pieces from here, I'm gonna use that power. I'm supposed to just cool out? Get the fuck out of here, man. Cause you don't like it? How he's rocking? You bugging, yo.
Yo, and they did the same thing to him, and they're about to get swept. They're gonna get fucking swept, or they're gonna lose in 5 games, and I'm glad.
Yo.
I'm fucking glad. And when he leaves the NBA, when he finally runs out of juice and then all the fucking steroids drip out of his system, the NBA is going to be in shambles because of this big three bullshit.
Nah, man.
The NBA will take 10 years to sort of balance out to a competitive playing field because of his friends and family, AAU, text messaging, DMing, bullshit. It's LeBron James did this shit.
Yo, You guys are nuts, man. You like the crazy fan, B. You crazy, man. This guy, they determine their own destiny. What, you supposed to wait for the GM and all that and the loyalty? No, fuck that. These guys cut these players. People could get injured and lose their whole shit.
That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about.
I'm going to determine my destiny. I'm going to go where I want. I'm going to say, yo, if you want to come with me, we're going to rock like this. This is what it is.
So then why is KD bad? So then why is Durant bad?
Nobody went to the team that beat them in the history of the NBA. This is the first of the sucker shit this dude did. That's why. It's him. No one does that in the playground.
But LeBron did the same thing.
No.
He did the same thing.
He went there to get championships, and he did it.
And so did Kevin Durant.
He did it.
So did Kevin.
Yo, you closing it out now? He ain't win shit yet.
Yo, and I'm confident. I'm going to say right now, game two, because people are going to listen to this. Probably, they're not going to always listen to it right away. Yes, when you hear this episode of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, he's already won the championship. Mark my words. I'm gonna keep it real. Okay. We are recording this episode the morning of June 6th, before game 3. Game 4 has been played. If you hear this episode later on, Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors will be NBA champions. I'm moving forward.
Right.
Matter of fact, since you're such a sick fuck, Miles, please cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. Who fucked the dog?
You what?
Who fucked the dog? Why would he fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What? Sick fuck.
The Sick Fuck of the Week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did.
What?
No.
No.
No. No!
The Sick Fuck of the Week is an award that is earned, not given. Is an award that is earned, not given. We give this to people that have a certain je ne sais quoi. The special Sick Fuck of the Week award goes to a guy. This guy really made me sick. A Manhattan man. I can't pronounce his name. An Asian gentleman. His name is like Zeng Feng. F-E-N-G. Killed his dog, stabbed his dog to death in his luxury apartment, put it in a garbage bag, and then threw it down the garbage suit.
Oh.
You're a sick fuck. Man. He said the dog was acting irrational. This wasn't some sort of pit bull. I have said openly that I will not have any animals that I can't beat in a fight. Okay, this wasn't that. This guy had a 16.5-pound dog, and he said the dog scratched him. So he stabbed the dog to death and threw it in a garbage bag and threw it down the garbage chute in New York City. This scumbag lives on 42nd and 11th Avenue. 42nd and 11th Avenue. Please look him up. Everybody in New York, you should be aware of Zhenheng Fang. He is this week's sick fuck of the week. And I want to put him on blast. This is a true sick fuck. Another sick fuck that I'm going to segue into, G. And the yep. reason why I was really upset about this person is because, as you know, fortunately, and I'm being serious about this, I feel like I'm on the other end of this viral infection situation that I had going on when I was coughing to a point where I couldn't even breathe. There was a woman on the train in New York who maced a dude, maced a 45-year-old man. I am 47 on the L train. I take the L train at the First Avenue stop, the First Avenue L train. He coughed near her, and this lunatic, she looks kind of like regular, attractive girl, maced my man in the face. She said, "Why you cough like that? Why you cough like that for?" And she maced him in the face. Like, he didn't cough on her. He wasn't bothering her. He just coughed. He simply had a cold and or a viral infection. People are looking for her, okay? She is described as Hispanic, about 35'6", approximately 160 pounds. She has black hair and braids and is wearing a black jacket and black and white jeans. They caught her photographed. She's been photographed. And she's macing people that cough or sneeze on the plane, on the train. I want her locked up. I want her locked the fuck up. That easily could have been me, Gerald.
I see, man. You could have got maced, man.
The third six fuck of the week. These are not the kind that... As a matter of fact, let me take that back. This isn't sick fuck, because there's a certain sense of humor that we have with the sick fucks, although they are sick. This is just a somebody who I want to get. They should be murdered in prison.
They should be
executed. There should be no rational reason why a person like this should be living in jail and taxpayers pay their money. Okay, this guy, his name is Lee Donald Kaplan. He's the daughter, the daughters of a couple. The guy, he gifted away a daughter, his daughter, and let people have sex with this guy.
Oh,
this is a piece of shit. Lee Donald Kaplan, he assaulted his six daughters. And they had gifted him. This is a terrible person. He should be violated in prison with a Wonder Bread bag and olive oil and never let out and executed.
Yeah. In that order.
Wonder Bread bag, olive oil, and then they just, why do we have to pay money for a person like this?
Right. And then, let him leave. Let him leave the facility and then just catch him out there anytime.
Yeah, open season. Oh, I'm sorry to go into this. Miles, please cue the sick fuck of the week music for this one. This is another thing that happened in New York, in our city. This guy hasn't been caught. He's on the loose. A 91-year-old gentleman, a 91-year-old man, 91 years old, is walking around upper Manhattan, Inwood is a section. 91-year-old guy had his little shopping cart, and out of nowhere, during broad daylight, a sick fuck, a piece of shit.
Yeah, I saw it.
An animal.
A barbarian.
With no...
no provocation.
No nothing. Walked up to this gentleman, this 91-year-old guy, and started beating him with his cane. hitting him upside the head. Fortunately, the Good Samaritans of Manhattan, Harlem, the Bronx, I don't know where these from, they chased this guy away and probably saved his life, 91 years old. I don't think they caught him, right, G?
No. Yeah, he got mental shit. They ordered a psychic evaluation.
No shit. They ordered psychic evaluation. Okay, but if you're all fucked up and you're a lunatic, you know what kind of like heals you besides medicine and shock treatment? Getting you maybe somebody hits you with a cane, and then maybe we see maybe a cane swat to your head. Kind of balances you out, because that's kind of like the great equalizer. Because no matter how fucked up you are, and oh, he's crazy, he needs psychiatric care and all that stuff, if he gets hit with the cane, I think he'll be very understanding of the pain that would feel like. Since you wanted to do that to a 91-year-old man, because you notice the crazy person, he doesn't go and do it to some 250-pound 25-year-old guy.
No.
Right? You don't just walk up to a random 250-pound 25-year-old guy. It's the 91-year-old guy. So you're crazy, but you're not that crazy.
Right.
Disgusting. You get sentenced. You know, my father walks around the streets of New York. My father's 84 years old. That could happen to anybody.
Exactly.
Disgusting, terrible, man. Disgusting. He's getting psychiatric evaluation. Obviously, he should be psychiatrically evaluated, but he should also get the fucking cane right up his keister. Stick the cane right up his fucking keister.
Yeah, and you're sentenced to 5 years of olive oil treatment.
Well, you guy, I need to correct you. You mean Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment.
Yeah.
This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We'll be right back. I love my Casper mattress. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is proudly sponsored by Casper. It's my favorite mattress I've ever had, with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars. It's quickly becoming the internet's favorite mattress too. Casper Mattress offers an 100-night sleep trial guarantee, which means you could live on the mattress, sleep on the mattress, skeet on the mattress, do whatever you want to do on the mattress for 100 nights. And if you're not happy with it, which is not going to happen, but if you're not happy, you can return the mattress for free. They have all sizes from twin all the way up to California King, which is what me, the Gringo Mandingo, of course, sleeps on. Okay? You want to have a good night's sleep? Get a Casper mattress. Go to casper.com/Rappaport. You'll get $50 off your next purchase. Go to casper.com/Rappaport. You will get $50 off your next purchase, and you'll be a hero to your family, your loved ones, and whoever else you're sleeping on the bed with. That's not my business. casper.com/Rappaport. They have pillows, they have sheets, and they also have doggy mattresses.
Network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Bill Maher.
Oh.
Was on his show Friday night with a congressman or a mayor or I don't know. Some Republican.
Senator.
Senator.
Some senator ass from senator, from, yeah.
From, was it Alabama or where was he from?
I don't know. He's a sucker, man.
If you never listen to the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, this conversation will prove to you that we do not fact check at all. But Maher was up there, and the guy said, "Well, you come out here, we'll put you in the fields, we'll let you work in the fields." And Maher, who's getting extra comfortable with himself, said,
right,
"I don't work in the fields. I'm a House N-word." Now, people have talked about this, and this person said that, and, you know, everybody's, you know, this, that, and the other. As of right now, he's not getting fired from his job at HBO.
Of course not.
And I don't know if that's necessarily the answer, okay? Travis Wright is the guy's name. That's the guy's name. Travis Wright. No, that's not his name. Fuck.
No.
Anyway, let me stay focused on Bill Maher.
Right.
So Bill Maher has been accused of talking greasy, racial stuff in the past, and whether or not somebody's a racist, not a racist, I who am I to say that? I'm not one to actually necessarily say that specifically. But what I will say, and then I would love to hear your thoughts on this, is that just because you're fucking with some porno chicks, because he likes to fuck with his little black porno chicks and all that, and he got, DeGrasse Tyson on there and Cornel West on there, and, you know, he kicks that Black Lives Matter shit and all that stuff. He thinks shit is sweet. You got to be on some shit to say something like that. You got to have fucking balls to say some wild shit like that. Like, that's wild shit to say. And I've been around Bill Maher for years. You know, we don't talk about this a lot on here, but, you know, I started out as a stand-up comic. I used to come visit my sister since 1983 in Los Angeles. I've been seeing Bill Maher up close and personal since, like, 1985. Moody, you've seen him around.
Yeah, hell yeah. I was there with you when we saw him trying to sleaze up on some chicks way back in the days, man.
Yo,
you know what time it is. We know what time it is with him.
Yeah, it's just his disposition. And I like Bill Maher or whatever, but, like, he's just, like, he got that fucking disposition. And I don't know, like, what he thinks. Like, he got, like, that grill. Like, he looks like his nose and his whole grill is, like, rubber. Like, his shit don't look right. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing,
right,
like, lovable and cuddly and warm about Bill fucking Maher. And you wildin' on the yard. You know, just so we're clear, the senator that he said it to, from where the fuck is he from? Alabama? I believe he was from Alabama. Yeah. Was a white dude. You know he would never, ever kick that shit in front of any black man. Ever.
Right.
Never, ever. Certainly not on TV.
Right.
And you know, I don't know, you know, whether they I'm not one to say fire them, exonerate people for the rest of their life. I don't believe in that, especially not to say that it's not, you know, if he said, you know, kike, the disgusting word. That's a derogatory term for the Jews or any kind of thing for other people. But that's just me. I don't know if that's necessarily the answer. You exonerate someone and try to kick them off the planet. I don't know if that's the answer. I don't know if it's not the answer, but that's just me. That's just how, you know, that's just the way I look at it, you know? So
I think that this guy should be fired. I think that for him to say that, and just because you hang around some scallywag black chicks and you around black people, you think that it's okay for you to rock that and you're comfortable. Think about this. You're comfortable enough to say that on live television, right? So you wouldn't say kike. You wouldn't say a derogatory slur to any other ethnicity because you know better. You know better, and you know you would be fired. So for you, and I think he's Jewish.
Yeah,
so
he is.
So for you to talk about the Holocaust and all that, and you wouldn't want anyone joking about, let's say, Anne Frank or anything like that. No one would want that. But you joke about a house nigger, which is the American Holocaust victim.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that house servant is a Holocaust victim. His wife is being raped. His kids are being sold. And you making light of that.
Mm.
So we feel the same way the Jewish person would feel somebody made a lighthearted bullshit remark on national television about that suffrage. So fuck this guy, and he should be fucking fired. And all the black people that come and kiss up to this motherfucker and talk about Brother Bill, this and that. How you feel now, motherfuckers? How you feel? Get away from all them liberals, man.
I hear you, man. I hear you. You know, I'm not. I hear you. I fucking hear you. He you know, I fucking hear you. I hear you. It's some bullshit. It's some bullshit. He talking out the side of his mouth with his rubber face.
Yeah,
he looked like his shit is claymation. He got a fucked up grill. Ben had a fucked up grill, and he just, his whole grill looks fucked up. And he don't have no lips. And his nose just looked like, I've always noticed his nose is like, shit looks like it's like rubber or something like that.
And fuck the crowd. And
the
fuck
crowd
the,
is up there laughing and shit like shit is sweet.
Yeah, that was some bamboozle. And that, when you do that, yo, you can normalize that word.
Yes.
Right? To where, and then we in an era where it's a lot of racial animus towards black people.
Mm.
So for you, this dude is supposed to be a responsible whatever. You on television.
Mm.
Yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, and this is a liberal who always kicking bullshit about Yo, you doing the same shit. You doing the same thing, man. Yo, this dude should be fired because if I said Kike or any other black host, I'm gone at the commercial.
Mm. Like so, you don't come back after the...
So,
nah, I hear you, man. I fucking hear you. I hear you, yo. I don't know. They're not going to fire him. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. And I don't know what Cornel West and, you know, all these other dudes that come on his show and, like, you know, like, what the, I don't know, like, an apology and, you know, yeah, I don't know.
He's not your brother, man. He's
Say
not
it
your
again?
Fucking brother. He's not your fucking brother. He's not cool. You know what I'm saying? It's that white guilt liberal bullshit, which is the worst thing for black people.
Mm.
We got to get away from that shit, man. It sucked us up. It fucked us up, man. These guys, man, make it seem like, oh man, just we'll do everything. Yo, it's okay. Just leave us the fuck alone, man.
I hear you. I fucking hear you. Yo, what do you think of the Kathy Griffin situation? Kathy Griffin, if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, she was doing a photo shoot. And she posed with a fake President Trump head with blood all over it, holding it up like, you know, like a Chucky doll,
like beheaded,
and all hell broke loose. G,
yeah, like the terrorists do when they behead someone. It was like that. But if you ask me, here I'm gonna do short and sweet. No one gave a fuck when they had Obama in a noose on a daily basis. No one gave a fuck about that. No media outcry. Yo, what you doing? None of this. So I feel, of course, you shouldn't do that to the president of the United States because you don't like him. Of course, you shouldn't do anything like that. But she did it, and she got to pay for it. But you see the hypocrisy. No media outrage when this shit was going on for 8 years. Why now?
I totally agree. Listen, there's all sorts of art photos. I post them myself. Different artists, my man Philip Kramer, Mr. Morris, they do all sort of distorted versions of Trump looking like this, Trump looking like that.
Yep.
This guy Ted Nugent was publicly saying all kinds of shit about Obama, horrible things, wishing he should be in the scope of a shotgun and all kinds of this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Trump celebrated him.
Right.
He celebrated him. Obviously, Kathy Griffin was taking an artistic, she was doing an artistic statement. And I like Kathy Griffin. She's bugged out. She's funny. She's a veteran. She's been doing her thing. She talks shit. She doesn't give a fuck. And I want to say this. She fucked up. She should have just held her head, went away for a day, and it would have blown over. Instead, she threw a press conference and said, he's trying to ruin me. He's trying to break me. Unfortunately, there's so many more important, terrible things going on in the world. If you had just ignored it, laid low for a couple of days, this whole thing would have blown over. Calling a press conference and apologizing? Fuck that. Fuck that shit. You did an artistic statement. You didn't make a threat on him. This is the same thing like when I did the Snoop Dogg video. I did the Snoop Dogg video. Trump is tweeting at Snoop. It was a big thing. He's like, you know, well, if it had done this to Obama, this and that would have happened. But when Ted Nugent does it, it's okay. But when Snoop does it and Kathy Griffin does it, he's making up this bullshit. And this is the thing about Trump, that's some bullshit. I know in my gut that this didn't happen. He tweeted after the Kathy Griffin thing, my kids and my 11-year-old son, Baron, were very upset about this. He thought it was real. The only thing that he's mentioned about his 11-year-old son, Baron, since he's become president is this, is that he was so upset about this, and he thought it was real, and they were disturbed by it. You never mentioned Baron. You never mentioned, you know what, I've been busy. I finally got to spend an afternoon with Baron. We played catch on the front lawn of the White House, or I went to have some ice cream with my son, Baron. I've been so busy. It was great to be able to spend some time with my son. I love him so much. He's such a great kid. His favorite ice cream flavor is strawberry. Or, oh, I got to go to the Yankee game with my son. Got to spend a little father-son time with my son. You don't mention any of that. But when you want to use and exploit your son to garner sympathy that you're never going to get, you fat fuck. You are not going to get sympathy, Donald Trump. This guy is a three-card Monty playing bullshitter.
He's a bullshitter.
And you know, a lot of fans that listen to the show, they're like, rap, you know, you should stay away from politics. Yo, tell me why I should fuck with Trump. Because Barack was so bad and Hillary was so bad. Let me tell you something. Let's say Barack didn't do anything. Let's say Trump doesn't do anything. The lasting effect of the divisiveness that's in this country and that is and is growing throughout the world because of the things that he says, insulting the mayor of London after this terrorist attack, whether you agree with him, not agree with him, whether he mishandled it, didn't mishandle it, I don't know, and I don't know enough about it to judge, but to tweet about another politician after his city's been under siege. Shame on you, Donald Trump. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. This guy's a fucking scumbag, okay? He's a fucking scumbag. And I never in my life thought I would insult and feel so vehemently about a president of our United States. It's disgusting. The behavior is disgusting. And the people that are out there saying, oh, well, rap, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, then prove me wrong. If this is fake news and CNN is this and Fox is that, Fox don't even mention the president. They act like shit is all good. They barely mention this fucking guy. So if I don't know anything, explain send me the links. I love reading.
They'll tell you. Two words. Two words will sum this up for you. Why? How nobody gives a fuck about the behavior. It's white privilege. So what? It's run amok. Donald Trump is white privilege run amok. Because, they could point to, Donald Trump could say, oh, all that shit don't mean shit about Obama. That's for him. That's the black president. Yeah, he can't do shit. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And my behavior says that, and it shows the hypocrisy.
And you know what, Gerald? And then you say that, and you know what the white people are saying? I'll tell you what they're saying, because they say it to me. They say it to me. Oh, now you're playing the race card. Fuck you, you racist motherfucker. Fuck you. I want these racists to stop hiding behind the rocks, come up from under the fucking moss, and say it loud. I hate black people. I hate Jews. I hate the Latins. I hate all of them. Say it loud. Be proud. It doesn't have to be no race war. Stop whispering. Right. Stop hiding. Stop the subversive shit. I'm tired of the subversive shit. Mr. I love everybody and accept everybody. Yeah. I'm judgmental just like the next person. But this, you know, this dormant racing that this racism that lies in between that's been opened up and exacerbated because the reality is it is G and you said it. The reality of it is the image of having to sit there for 8 years with this black president and this black first lady disgusted people. It disgusted people. Yeah. And some people say, well, not all racists voted for Trump. And that's 100% true. I don't by any means, want to say that. That's 100% true. But he played this race card and this America first and this good old boy card to the T. And we could say the guy he's a liar and he's this and that. He ain't no dummy. He ain't no fucking idiot. He might be pathological. He might be a narcissist, all this other shit. But Donald Trump is not a dummy. And this bullshit that he said, like he said this slick, this is indicative of Donald Trump's three-card Monty bullshit. He said this about the Paris Accord thing. And we're not going into the details of the Paris Accord thing and the global warming. I've said this before. My brother is a global planner. He's a city planner. He's been kicking this climate shit to me for 30 years. And not until that documentary came out about, what the fuck was it? The big documentary, the climate one with, who was the vice president for years? Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Fuck. I'm all fired up here. Anyway, Trump said this is the most indicative three-card Monty shit. He said when he pulled out of Paris, he goes, "I'm not here to represent the people of Paris. I'm here to represent the people of Pittsburgh." And the crowd went crazy, like, "I'm here for the working man. I'm here for the regular man." And the mayor of Pittsburgh, he said, "Fuck you, Donald Trump. We stand by the global warming stuff. We stand by the Paris Accord. And Mayor Bloomberg, a real billionaire with real money, and he doesn't have funny money, and he doesn't have his shit invested in all of these other places. He stood up and he said, fuck you, I'll pay for it myself. And I'm glad that the guy from Pittsburgh, the mayor, said, fuck you. Because you're trying to like, oh, I'm with the real regular people from Pittsburgh and the working man. These people in the middle of the country that voted for him, you don't understand the kind of dude this is. This New York, slick-talking, three-card Monty, Fifth Avenue, bullshit, wasp motherfucker. He doesn't give a fuck about the working people of his own city. And he didn't even win the vote of his own city. And I said this on Twitter, and people are like, well, New York City is traditionally and historically a Democratic city. Yo, if you don't win your own city, you ain't shit, period. The last president who didn't win his own city, we went back to 18-something, and I did fact-check. You can't win your own city. Your own people don't vote for you because we know Donald Trump for 30 years. This country knows Donald Trump. Right. We've seen him for 30 years. He's talking that I'm not here representing the people of Paris. I'm here representing the people of Pittsburgh. That is some slick talking, three card money bullshit. Yo.
Now, Trump is a smokescreen. The motherfucker you need to really watch is Jeff Sessions. He's in the back executing dastardly shit.
Mm.
Check this shit out. This law is supported in the House. And it's coming up for Senate. But this shit, you have to tell your kids. This law is, check this out. Teenagers who engage in consensual conduct and send photos of a sexual nature to their friends or even to each other may be prosecuted. And the judge must sentence them to at least 15 years in prison.
Mm.
So if you're asking as teenagers, yo, send me some tit pics or ass pics. You could go to jail. That's a federal offense.
Yo, first of all, I hope if there's any teenagers or you have kids, you have cousins, you should take heed to that.
Yeah, that's no bullshit, man. Jeff Sessions, Trump is the smokescreen. Sessions is executing sinister shit, man. And those senators, you know, they gotta block shit. It's up to them now.
All right, this has been a fiery episode of the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. As I predicted, some of you might be listening to this episode a few days late. Lo and behold, the Golden State Warriors will be champions of the NBA Finals. Trust me on this one. G Moody, you're in a little bit of slump as your co-host, Radames. I know you'll pop out of it. G Moody, Mike Rapp, the Disco 2, the Malachi Brothers, we're done. We had fun. Listen to this heat. Listen to these moody beats. We'll be back with the next episode ASAP.
Peace.